Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, seeing y'all on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O-W, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what? Because I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3 times. And I say, sure, I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, yeah, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron L., who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
Thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ, host the show, man.
Yo, good evening, good evening. This is ATAZP, another TAZ production on Blog Talk Radio with your host, TAZ. And in the house, I have music artist, the Silent Stepchild. And I also have co-guest host, Nikki D, radio personality, event host, and actress in the house. How is everyone doing this evening?
Good evening, good evening.
I want to thank you, Nikki D, for coming in at the last minute. I appreciate it. I just wanted to tell you that.
Not a problem. That's what I do. I was hearing that there was a need, so I'm always willing to jump in and help out. And, you know, just for your listeners who don't know who I am Nikki D, as he stated. I'm a radio personality out of Atlanta. We're Pecunious Media, so if you're in the Atlanta area, you can always check me out on the airwaves Monday through Friday on 100.5, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
The Silent Stepchild. This is my cousin, y'all. We related. He does music. Got about 50 different relatives that do music all over the place. So, Kareem, I want you to just go on and tell the folks exactly what you do, because you've been in the house before, but I just want to make sure everybody knows exactly what you do.
Oh, man, I don't know. Like you said, we come from a musical family. I mean, my Uncle Sal played bass for, I believe he played for Switch. My cousin, Fourth Disciple, produced for Wu-Tang. And I got a host of uncles, cousins, who we all make beats. I'm the main producer for a group called Out Noise. We used to have a label called Dirty City with me, Chris Williams, and my cousin Renard Ellis. And I just, a few months ago, we released the album with all Toledo artists produced exclusively by me, called The Mud Renaissance.
I guess that's basically in a nutshell. You had went on a hiatus for a minute, didn't you? I mean,
yeah.
You was doing that family life thing.
Yep, that's exactly what it was.
So what got you back in doing the music again?
One of my college buddies called me up and said, you know, we've been doing this for too long. Let's try to get back and make a little money. So here I am, back at it, going hard. Plus, I would also say, I'm inspired. So finally starting to get that inspiration back to get in the basement and bang out some beats.
And this cat be doing it. So without further ado, I want to play one of the cuts because, you know, I never hear none of this when you send me the cuts. I never hear it until the show. But we are on that same vibe, so I all the time feeling everything you do. I want to get some knowledge about this song called Brain Cell, and then I'll rip it. And then Nikki D can talk right after the song plays, because I'm sure she's going to be dancing in her chair, too.
That's funny. Well, the way the album came about is I really didn't know any of the artists. You know what I mean? I basically made beats. And my boy Big Eddie Bauer is like one of the main DJs in Toledo. He's a big radio personality. He used to be in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and now he's stationed in Toledo. So he basically pulled all the artists together. He basically orchestrated the project. I sent him the music. He pulled the artists together. King Chi, he's a battle rapper in Toledo. He's a beast, killing people out there. So the song basically came, it was one of the first songs I got for the project. You know, I sent beats out. He was one of the first people that came through with the Thorough song.
This is Silent Stepchild, Out Noise, Brain Cell.
Give me my shine. Give me my shine.
The Silent Stepchild.
Conversation called the brain cell. Yeah, we living life on a scholarship. Yeah, Ben Elohim is the monolith. Fight the war and it's honor over oxygen. I told the homie conversation called the brain cell. Call me Alan R. Garber cause I think well. Kim T. Rente cause I ain't well. Cross me, I hold a grudge like a female. For detail, I roll a 1 gram wood full of Tropicana. Poly in the lab, analyze the propaganda. War first, then romance, Casablanca. If they ask, say I did it for my cocker spaniel. That's my dogs, Anubis involved. Shoot them all, only question is the mission complete. When duty call, King T on the late night creep. Like booty call, word law, if you get one of mine, it's two of yours. See, we down to go to war for peace, to say the least. Even if we gotta pop on things like bacon grease. 9 days of police uniform, instead of chief, so I teach. And I'm waving the feet for expertise. Now, touching with the law ain't the only reason. Nah, thinking with the penis ain't a stroke of genius. Bought a dollar bill, nigga, so you know a legion. Niggas all about a bag, that ain't nothing reason. Capital
poor cannibalism. Four arms in the belt like a hand addiction. Cause if you need it, you gon' wish that you was standing with you. Cause the niggas that sound bad want a barrel position. It's a BB for holding though. I'ma free the whole race. And I'ma do it now cause the reaper don't wait. I'm feeling untouchable like I beat a dope case. Get the whole project back. Mr. Don't Play. They love me like Ray Stone came home for filling up. When you politic with self-made men, don't mention luck. Tell a man Trump won. He really don't give a fuck. When LeBron take a L, niggas everywhere rough. The freedom is an illusion created by the oligarchies in the hierarchy. Skyscrapers cast shade on my villages. The Section 8 benefit, segregated citizens. Some early predicaments took my innocence. It's been years since, but my hood still hemorrhages. Vivid images. Every time I reminisce, I'm getting pissed. Make me want to link up with the menaces and finish. I went to college, got a bill and a certificate. Employers still passed on me, they got 10 assists. Judges bang the gavel on the sentences. Throwing us in solitude, scrambling the molecules. Cerebral weaponry, the war is psychological. I could have been a victim, but I overcome my obstacles. Come and get the cars, clean the jewels, it's nice. But real talk, I got better shit to do in my life. Yo! If the kingdom, you got a weak kingdom. Street fighter, kick the fire, call me Feelong. Throw a rookie in the lake, Brandon Ingram. Crush grapes in my bladder with the weed on. Conversation called the brain cell. Yeah, we living life on a scholarship. Yeah, Ben Elohim is the monolith. Fight the war and it's honor over oxygen. I told the homie conversation called the brain cell. Call me Alan R. Carver cause I think well. King T. Reinstate cause I ain't well. Cross me, I hold a grudge like a female. For detail.
Brain cell, do sound like Pac when he first came on. I was tripping for him.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. This sounds like an old Pac song. Somebody in the lab cooked this up. I'm like, okay, this is hot. So, like, tell me, where are you guys going with this? Like, are you going to start setting up some shows or some tours, or what's y'all next step?
They've actually done shows in Ohio. We have a couple of people on the Ohio Hip Hop Award circuit. We got a total of 4 music videos out. All of the singles are available on all the major outlets, iTunes, Amazon. And we're in the process of getting, so you can actually just download the album for free on the mixtape sites like Dad Piff, Spinrilla, stuff like that.
Right, right.
Oh, and you said you got some people on your team who are like battle rappers. So you guys still out like in the streets battle rapping?
Well, the guy that you just heard on the song, King Chi, he battles for prizes. You know, he actually, if you Google him on YouTube, you can actually watch some of his battles.
Wow.
So he travels sometimes to battle, you know.
What's his name again?
That was good.
King Chi. I'll actually send you.
Send it to me. I'll send it to Nikki D too. Check it out.
King,
what are you doing?
Okay.
What are you doing? How you do your music now? I know what you're using, but I'm just gonna ask. How do you come up with the beat? And when you go in the lab, what equipment are you using?
Equipment wise, I got an iMac and a machine. Machine by Native Instruments, which has complete elements hooked into it. And that's basically it. I mean, I got a snare drum. Well, I used to have a guitar with me, but we sold the guitar. So, yeah, I got a snare drum from sampling my own snares. And basically all the sounds you could possibly need inside my iMac.
Now, my question
is, listening, can they, like, hit you up if they want beats or anything like that done?
Yeah, they can hit me up at KareemEllis@yahoo.com.
So when you make up your beats, right? And everybody done told me that machine is hard to learn. Was it hard to learn for you?
No, because I actually was coming from an MPC 2000 XL, so it was second nature.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure because
I say the machine's workflow is a little bit easier than the MPC.
Because because I never used one or the other. I was thinking about leaning towards a machine, but one of my other cousins told me stay where I'm at because you're already good. Stay where you. So it's best to stay where you at once you learn one. Am I correct?
Yes. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
There you go, Nikki D.
Yeah, I think I got the gist of my drilling of him out of the things I wanted to convey. I just really like that song, so I wanted to make sure people knew where they could find it, that people were aware where they could hit him up for beats, because I don't know anything about making beats. I'm probably the last person. But I know that a beat is, like, what draws people into the song. So, like, when you go in and you start thinking of a beat, like, do you just go about how you feel, or are you thinking about what people want to hear?
No, I base making music off what I like and what I feel. If I'm not feeling inspired, I cannot make a beat. I'll go in, I'll turn everything on, and nothing will come out. And as far as what people like, I'd rather be a trendsetter than a follower. I'm not trying to make, you know, sound like everybody that's out now. You know, and,
right.
In my opinion, when you do, I mean, and this is going to sound bad, but a lot of the stuff that's out now to me is trash. So, I definitely
like
don't
me.
Want to sound like
yeah,
that.
Like now, there's different artists. You gotta go underground like we do. You do, I do. Like we listen to DJ Jazzy Jeff. We watched him live for a whole week, put that album together. Cause every time I was on the link when he popped on Facebook, since we friends, I listened to. I was like, I see you on there. I said, man, Kareem, he's on here too, just like I'm on here. So we was just like on there looking at how he made his beats, how he recorded his music, how he laid down the tracks. And I was saying to myself, I do the same thing.
Yeah, I was just amazed by the process.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Them putting out an album, it was basically an R&B solo album in 7 days from start to finish, and having a video on top of that.
And they had
that
the,
was like
had
the best thing.
Yeah, they had the cameras in the booth, the cameras outside the booth, the cameras when they were doing the beats on the computer and whatnot, and doing the actual production on there. Man, it was amazing. So I loved every minute of it. This song, the next song I'm going to play is Self-Doubt. It's called Self-Doubt. Give me an intro to that so I can rip this.
The crazy thing about Self-Doubt is when I received the song for that, I didn't even remember making the beat. Because I had a computer crash. So that beat was actually lost. And when I heard it, I was like, I like this song, but who made the beat? But the song was by Mila Hirst. I mean, all of the artists are out of Pluto, but Mila Hirst is definitely dope. She has an album coming out, I believe, sometime in August. And I don't know. There's a message in the song. So,
Self-Doubt.
Give me my son.
The silent stepchild. Yeah. It's the pride. Mila Hirsch, yeah. Hey, listen up, you're not the average girl. The only thing that's gonna matter is how you greatly influence the
hey,
whole
who the
world.
Fuck you think you is, huh?
Huh?
Trying to work for a business where you can't just walk in and apply. You legit gotta be the illest spitter alive. Cross your T's, dot your I's, be on point at all times. Be ready for all your family needing you to provide. Pray that nothing fluky happens when you on the arise. Like money taking over your heart, soul, and your mind. And you and your friends right now don't fall out and collide. Once you in it, understand you in it.
You in it.
It won't always be winning, and you know you got a thing for quitting. Be ready for people hating, trying to mess up your image of dreadhead, dark skinned. And you like women, they gon' have a field day, a Super Bowl, and a scrimmage. Admit it, you kinda timid. You ain't geek for the gimmicks. They see that you gifted. They gon' try to eat up the spread, so keep up the vision. They'll let the water out while you're swimming. I get it. Execute, but stay alert, cause they will come to nitpick. I'ma keep one eye on them, Fetty Wap and Slick Rick. No excuses, no intrusion. And when they feeling froggy enough, the test is nuisance. All my life they losing. I don't even think they know what to do with me. I'm so fluent, so exclusive, hotter than 500 degrees. I blow them out like mucus, see? Better yet, I put them inside of a cannon and blow their ass from Toledo to Houston. So ruthless when I do this, I always knew that. Music was my outlet, and I am the plug. When we connect, it's four things you better do. Shoot back, get shot, get down, no nigga, just run. Dealing with me is suicide, let me get him a gun. Headshot, when you feel that bullet penetrate your dreadlocks, think of me and all of that self-doubt. Give me a minute, I'ma have this whole game up in the headlock. Why you gotta beat like that? I mean shit. Why you gotta count yourself out?
Yeah, yeah.
Why you always talk yourself out of great things? Why you gotta have so much self-doubt? Why you can't believe in yourself, whoa? Why you gotta sleep on yourself, whoa? Hey, listen up, you're not the average girl. The only thing that's gonna matter is how you greatly influence the whole world.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Dehinus from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at DehinusUnlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, Unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
ATAZP, live on Blog Talk Radio. That's my girl, Dehinus. Cuz, that last joint, self-doubt, man, girl ripped it. Now, I know Nikki felt that one. I was feeling that one. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's just, y'all gonna have me telling my age in a minute. This all was, like, taking me back to, like, when music was good in my era.
Thanks.
Nikki, you ain't that old, yo. I'm like looking at like,
oh my
I'm old enough to be your dad up in here, so I know you ain't that old. So, Nikki,
that's
got up here coming.
Think I ain't telling these people my age?
I'm gonna say right. I could say I'm 60, so I got you beat.
I'm not quite that old, but you know.
Yeah, she sat down there.
From my
she sat down right there. Yeah. My cuz, Silent Stepchild, give me old girl, the one that rapped on that last joint, give me her info too, man. I need to hit her up. She sounded real. She was flowing for real. And also give your information out where people can hit you up, buy the album, check you out online and whatnot.
So the album, if you want to pick up the singles, go to Amazon, go to iTunes, look up either Big Eddie Bauer or The Silent Stepchild or Mud Renaissance. You'll be able to catch all of the singles that way. And probably in about a week or so, you'll actually be able to get the whole album online, download for free. So just Google Mud Renaissance.
Man, I appreciate you for coming in. One day you're gonna have to come in and co-host, so you might meet an artist you might want to produce. You know, you never know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you up because I got some more shows, so I'm gonna hit you up so you can co-host one night. I appreciate you, man. Tell everybody I said what's up, man, because we got more cousins. I got more cousins in Virginia, like John Ty. I need to hit him up. He do music too, right?
Yeah,
we all do. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you coming in, and you take care and much success, and we'll link up for real.
Definitely. That's what's up.
All right, then, cuz. Take care.
All right, thanks. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's all good. 786 area code. State your name.
It's Jessica with Sassy Sings.
What's up, Sassy Sings?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you been?
I'm doing great. I've been doing great. Thank you for asking.
It's been about, what, 4 years since I talked to you?
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about, I think it was 2012?
I don't remember, was it
2012 or 2013?
It was 4 or 5 years, I know that, because I was tripping when I was like, man, I ain't talked to her in a long minute. And that's a long minute, for real, for real.
That's a long minute, and I'm still here.
Well, that's good. Say hello to Nikki D. She's on the line co-hosting with me.
Hello,
what's up, pretty lady? How are you doing?
How are you?
Pleasure to speak with you. I'm doing well.
Likewise.
I followed you today on Facebook and listened to some of your music. Instantly, I was like, oh, this girl's hot.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
I remember about 4 years ago we was talking, and you know, you was hot then, but now you got people's now, girl. You got people. I talked to your people, and she hooked up, and I was like, I was talking straight to Sassy last time I talked. You done moved up, girl. You done moved up. For real.
Thank you. We work it. I gotta, you know, we gotta keep it going. I'm trying to, the aim is to be global. That's the goal right now.
That's right. Tell us what you've been doing since the last time I talked to you. I know it's a long way to go, but just give us a synopsis of what you've been doing.
Okay, it's been 4 years. Okay, so we got a lot to catch up on. So quick rewind. My music video Control made it to MTV2. If you didn't catch, I don't know if you heard that single, but that one is on my YouTube. Yeah, that one made it to MTV2. I won a few awards. The past couple years, best R&B artist. Oh my God, I can't even think of them at the top of my head. But what else? I just dropped a '90s mixtape in March, and so far the love for it has been great. Anybody want to get a copy of that '90s mixtape? It's for free at sassysings.com. And then I released a single. It's called On My Way. I'm working on my new album right now, working on some new visuals right now. It's a lot going on.
You've been busy. But, that's a good thing.
I've been busy. Yes.
And I want to get this song that I've been wanting to play since I got it. Like I tell everybody, I never play the songs until I play them on the show. A Glimpse of Love. Explain that cut right there.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's important.
Well, A Glimpse of Love, oh my God, I released that, I want to say last year. Yeah, I released it last year for Valentine's Day. And basically, I wrote it about a crush, you know, and I just saw him and I was just like, oh my God, like, you know, women, we sometimes just like, we'll see the whole future when we see a guy, like, you know, that we really like. So I just kind of just saw this whole picture of us being together, so I called it A Glimpse of Love. So I wrote the whole entire song based on like that 15-second moment that I had with this person at the time. So that's how the song came about.
This is Sassy Sings, A Glimpse of Love.
From the corner of my eye,
your smile, it shines so bright, it gave me life. I don't believe in fantasy, but I do believe you call me. The way we are is from dreaming. A glimpse of love is what I'm needing. It's so long since I found someone that I thought that I could love, to open up and pour out my heart to a stranger that I trust. For I knew it was you.
Sassy Sings, Glimpse of Love. That's so hot. I'm like, I got to put
Thank
that on my
you.
I got to put that on my CD right now so I can ride in the car.
Thank
Nikki
you.
D. Nikki D, go on.
Yeah, like I told you earlier, that song's hot. I listened to some more of your music, and you have like a cross between Faith Evans, I heard in your voice when I listened to you sing, and an MC Light vibe. And I heard you kind of, you know what I'm saying, like rapping on one of the songs I heard. So, like, is that something you do too? You sing and rap, like you incorporate
yes.
both?
Yes, yes, ma'am. That's what I do. I'm bringing back that hip hop R&B vibe too. Yeah, definitely.
That was hot. And who like inspired you to get into this business? Like, what was your inspiration when you first got into music? Because it seems like you've been doing it a while.
Well, yeah, now I've actually have been doing it for a while, but I stumbled onto it because I couldn't find a job, and I was really, really just going through it. I was depressed at the time, and I had just graduated nursing school, got my nursing board, and I passed my my nursing board exam, and I couldn't find a job for, like, the first 3 years of me actually having my nursing license. It was, like, a struggle. So to keep myself
wow.
from being, you know, you know, just staying home and staying in the dark because I didn't have a purpose. I felt like, oh, my God, like I went to school, I got a degree, and I'm not doing anything. But I always sang, but I never thought in my mind that I would be an artist. It was just something that I always, you know, enjoyed doing, like, secretly. You know, because I'm Haitian, and uh-huh. Haitian culture, we're not raised to be singers. We're raised to be doctors and lawyers, you know, things
right.
like that. So, yeah, so when, you know, during the time to try to just keep myself from, you know, going crazy, because you get in a dark place when you can't find no income, I just started going mm-hmm. to every open mic in the city. And after a while, people were like, who is this girl? Like, do you have original music? And I did, but I didn't think anybody wanted to hear it. it was
wow.
truly like, yeah, like it really was. It was, I truly believe it was divine. I believe it was all God, because I was not thinking at all. Like, my friends kept pushing me. They were like, girl, you singing us. Like, I would sing all day and drive them crazy. So they were pushing me. They were like, girl, you need to go to the open mics, go sing, go do something. And after a while, like after a year of this, I was just like, you know what? Let me just, you know, let me see what I could really do. And it's just been Sassy Sings ever since. Even though I'm still a nurse, though.
I'm a nurse okay, now. Okay, so you finally did get that nursing job.
Yeah, I finally did. Because, see, that's what's currently funding the whole Sassy Sings brand, you know, until, you know,
right.
it takes off to the point where I don't need to. But, you know, being an indie artist, that's what you got to do. You know, you got to grind. But I am currently working as a registered nurse to, you know, push the brand. Because at the end of the day,
okay,
that's the real goal for me.
Yeah, because you
it's
still got
her, so it's been kind of embedded in you.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, I never thought, like, to be even sitting here doing an interview, me never, ever thought in a million years that this is what I would be doing right now.
Now, you say you rapped on a couple of tracks, and as I'm looking at your bio, you people you were influenced by is like Chaka Khan, Shirley Caesar, Karen Clark Shears, Gladys Knight, Marsha Ambrosa, Bobby V. I don't see nothing about nobody with some hip hop in it. Marsha Ambrosa,
you know,
might have a little hip hop. You see what I'm saying? I'm like looking at all your influences.
Okay, you're right. Don't come for me. I need to update the bio. I'm going to update the bio.
Yeah, do that because I'm going to.
Don't
SWB,
come for me. Don't come for me.
Janae, Mary J. Blige.
No, we definitely know. You're right because we got to add the Brat on there. We got to add Missy Elliott on there. We definitely got to add MC Light on there. So, yeah, you're right. We're going to update the bio.
Because Mary J. Blige, she do rap every now and then, too. So I give you credit on that.
Yes.
So who did the production on that song?
Which song? A Glimpse of Love?
Yeah.
A Glimpse of Love was produced by Traction, who's also here in Miami, Florida. That's my
broski.
Shout out to Traction.
Okay,
wonderful
cool.
producer.
And I think, I don't know if I told you, but I think the first time I talked to you, I told you you need to learn how to do some production, too. So you can do it all yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always.
I've been slowly working my way.
Yeah.
I'm working my way around the behind the scenes. I've been doing more on the engineer side, but we're working our way to the producer side because I want to learn how to eventually play the piano and other instruments like that.
That's right. Because you'll be that girl where everybody wants a cut from you, wants some lyrics from you, because I'm sure you already write for people. As well as yourself.
Yes, sir.
So I'm knowing that you know you need to get in there and get that production down too as well. So they just all come to you for the whole package. That like you say, with that nursing degree, that's more money.
Yeah.
For real.
That's security bag alert. Yeah, I'm with it. I definitely agree.
The song On My Way. Explain that before I rip it too.
On My Way is actually produced by the same producer who did A Glimpse of Love, and it's basically talking about just, you know, not caring and just being myself and figuring out, finally finding myself and living my life the way that I want to live it. Like, I'm not thinking about what anybody has to say with your input. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to be Sassy Singh. So that's what it's about.
I go by the name of Sassy Singh, and I'd like to introduce myself.
Check out!
I worked too hard to get here, so let's make this real clear. You can't ever stop me.
No,
I am on my way up. How you feel is just up. Destiny is calling me.
The temple's made, it's on the move, I gotta go. Ignoring all the tensions, all emotions in control.
Nikki D, I'm finding my way still. That was a bad cut. For real. I'm feeling that.
It was, it was amazing. And, like, you know, I'm all about, like, lyrics as well as beat. So you're on your way. Your song is sounds like it's about empowerment. And so the next thing I was actually getting ready to ask you, and the song just tied right into it, was for a person listening, because I'm all about the listeners, And it may be somebody that's, like, apprehensive. They want to get started in music, but they just don't have any idea, like you didn't, like, where to even start. Like, what advice would you have for them?
Man, do your homework. Do your research. Don't be scared. Like, this game is intimidating. I'm not going to lie. It's not for the weary. Like, but you, if you make up in your mind that you really want to do this, then you have to surround yourself with the right people, because you cannot do it by yourself. That's the first thing. You cannot win this game alone. But you got to find the right people to keep you motivated, because you're going to quit a million times, because I have. So I would just tell you, like, to all I have, I'm being honest. I have quit so many times. But, you know, by the grace of God and the awesome, wonderful people that I'm blessed with that keep me motivated, like, you know, all of my good friends and family that push me, you know, that's what keeps me going. Because the days when I be like, you know, forget this is too hard, I don't have the money to pay for this marketing, I don't have, like, when it gets like that, I just, you know, I tell somebody, and they'll be like, Sassy, girl, what you talking about, you can't, and, like, they'll remind me, like, of, you know, the things that I've done and how hard I've been working, because sometimes you get so caught up and, you know, moving that you forget. So the first thing that you got to do is make sure you got the right people around you, make sure you have praying people around you. praying
yes,
people around you to keep you going.
Yes,
yeah, because this game will eat you alive if you're not ready. It will do that to you. But if you have good people around you and you're determined and you're focused, you can do it. Don't just take it one day at a time. Don't get ahead of yourself. That's what will kill you. Just take it one day at a time and do the best that you can with what you have and just keep going. No excuses. Just keep going. That's my
great
advice.
Great.
So I'm always about the artist side because of the fact I do music. And I wanted to know, when you write, do you ever catch a writer's block? Because I'm going to be honest with you. My personal opinion, I don't think you do. I think you got something to say and something's always on your heart at any moment. If anybody can write a song about seeing a dude for 15 seconds, I'm sure you don't catch writer's block. I'm sure. I'm kind of sure. So what I want to know.
I don't personally think that I experience writer's block. I just go through a period where I'm not writing.
Yeah.
You know, and then I go through a period where I'm just writing all the time. But I've never,
right.
like, gotten, like, if I'm starting to write a song and then the song is just not coming out, like, it's just not flowing out of me, and it's just like I'm fighting with it, I leave it alone. Like, I just put that song to the side and I'm just like, you know what? Because I don't feel like a song should be a tug of war. Because if it's a tug of war for me to write it, then it's going to be a tug of war for you to feel it. But if it's
right.
flowing out of me the way that I'm feeling it, I'm going to sing it the way that I'm feeling it. And hopefully the person that's listening to it is going to feel it the same way. So I don't really get stuck in a song. Because like you said, once I do get an idea in my mind or it's just like a thought, once I get the hook down, the song is pretty much done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 20-30 minutes, and I've written the whole song.
I've only talked to you 2 times, but I felt that you were more or less a writer, and you could write any day, any given time, and it's all in you. So, I mean, I just felt that by listening to your songs. The song So Long, is it a By Felicia song, or, I mean, explain that.
No, it's definitely not a Rock Felicia song. So Long is really a make up to break up song. It's a break up. Basically we haven't been talking for so long, you know, and you know how it is when you ain't seen him or her in a while, and it's just like when you finally see, cause it's like, you know, it's been a while since I touched you, you know, it's been a while since, you know, we were close. It's intimate. It's sexy.
I feel you. This is Sassy Sings So Long.
Respiration kind of heavy, pulse a little petty. It's been a long while, so I'm feeling unsteady. Can't believe you're next to me. Can't believe you're touching me. Taking a lonely daily. I'm about this love and what it could bring. Now that you're here.
Let you go, oh no, not yet.
been waiting on you.
That one too. Sassy sings so long. Sassy, can you give us your information?
You.
Give us your information where people can hit you up, where people can listen to your music and also purchase your music.
You can purchase all my music on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. I have stations on, you can hear the Sassy Sing station on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, or whatever music platform you listen to. You can log on to sassysings.com. That's SASSYSINGZ. And you could get listen to a whole bunch of free music, way more music on my website. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat. I call it Snap in the Chat. And I'm active on all of them. All you have to do is search. All you have to do is search Sassy Sings. You could Google me. I'm Googleable now. Sassy Sings with a Z at the end. So, yeah, just whatever platform you want, whatever social media platform you're on, just look up Sassy Sings. It's me. I follow back, and I do talk back with the fans. So, yeah, follow me.
And you're also on Dat Piff, too, right, with the mixtape?
Yes, I'm on Dat Piff,
I love Dat Piff. I'm on Dat Piff a lot, so I love Dat Piff.
Okay,
Nikki D,
cool,
you got anything? You got anything to say to Sassy?
No, I just want to just leave you with some encouragement. I think your music is great. I love your sound. Both people we interviewed tonight, you guys have like a throwback sound and just old school feel to your music that I think we're missing today in music. So I just want to encourage you to just keep going forward and pressing forward and, you know, keep your faith strong because you have all the right ingredients for success. So I just really look forward to seeing you again in the future, and I'm sure our interview is somewhere down the line.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Take care, Sassy. Good talking to you again. And I'll try not to
thank
make it 5 years.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm just booked up, girl. But I'm going to get you back here. There's another station down in Florida, matter of fact. One of your homegirls that I'm going to put you in contact with. I'll hit you up about that and give you the information.
Okay, cool.
Because you'll be on another show.
I'll be in Texas. I'll be in Texas September 30th, too, performing at the Queens Conference. I think it's in Grapevine, Texas. I don't know if anybody's going to be out there. But I'll be performing at the Women's Empowerment Summit out in Texas September 30th. So if you guys are around, I don't know if that's close to you.
Yeah.
Come through.
Let me know. Remind me again.
Okay.
Remind me again. Just hit me up on Facebook, and then I'll get it.
Definitely.
All right, dear.
Thank you so much for having me. Good night.
Take care. Take care. Nikki D.
What's going on?
Hey, I really want you to give some of your information as well. You know what I'm saying? Because you do a whole lot. You wear a whole lot of hats. dresses, all kind of stuff you wear.
I do. You guys could follow me on all my social media platforms are the same. It's The Real Nikki D 33. That's TheRealNickyD33. Div in Delta, the number 33. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope. If it's social media, I'm on it. So you guys can hit me up to see, you know, the things I got going on. I'm a radio personality. I also am a host. So I'm in the Atlanta area, as I stated earlier. So, yeah, just hit me up. Follow me on social media. I'm posting everything I got going on. I'm all over the city. I'm at an event almost every other day. I'm on air in the morning, so y'all can check me out.
Like I said,
it was
great
hosting with you tonight. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy that you came through, and I'm glad that you came at the last minute. I truly appreciate that. One more thing. One time you're going to have to get in here, and we'll do a No Spins, which is where I play music that you probably ain't never heard in your life.
Okay.
I'll let you hear three cuts that you probably heard before. But other than that, you probably ain't heard none of these artists, because this is what I do. I pick out different people that a lot of people don't hear, and that's why I pick out the people that I do have on, so other people can actually go. There's good music out here. You just got to find it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true.
And
I agree.
And I know radio don't, they got a certain way they got to play certain songs so many times a day and all that. But on here,
I can
do what I want to do. And I've been doing this 14 years. I've been on my website back in 2004 when we was first when they were first having podcasts way back then. And I was doing it in 2004. So it's been a minute. I'm going to end with a song. I'm going to try to play something that you ain't never heard, which I'm sure you ain't. I'm going to play Ray Black. Are you familiar with Ray Black?
I'm not.
Female. It's a female. She spells it
okay.
Ray, R-A-Y, and then Black is spelled B-L-K. The name of the song is Patience. I'll be back in here next week. We got two more artists coming through next week, and we'll do this thing again. Thank you again, Nikki D. Internet hugs.
No problem.
Virtual hugs and all that good stuff. This
Have
is
a
Ray
good night.
Black with the song Patience.
What's up with all the new faces? These days everybody wanna be famous. Don't wanna study, wanna make it on the A-list. They swap their dignity for hits, ain't got no patience. Cause everybody wants a portion of the devil's pie without caution. Don't know it's gonna cost a fortune to sell your soul.
Cause you're deprived, it's real suicide to sign without your mind. Then they monopolize your enterprise and leave you paralyzed. Ha, be on your grind and take your time. Pay no mind to the dollar sign. Don't let the moolah make you blind, or you will find your name on the guest list. A house on a necklace. Well known and respected. Lamborghini not rented. Till your money going right down. No single ready right now. You ain't got no more hits. Labels said